This is Ozarks at Large. A team of scientists at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock is measuring public beliefs and perceptions of medical marijuana in Arkansas, the first study of its kind in the U.S. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Over 26,000 Arkansans have registered with the state to purchase medical marijuana from 10 dispensaries which opened this summer, including three in northwest Arkansas. To date, over 2,100 pounds of medical marijuana, or cannabis, has been sold, valued at $15.4 million. Early last year, researchers at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences began to measure public perceptions and beliefs towards medical marijuana in Arkansas prior to any dispensary opening. Nalin Payakashad, an associate professor of pharmaceutical evaluation and policy in the College of Pharmacy at UAMS, is leading this study.
We wanted to gather information at the baseline before the implementation of the law.
UAMS maintains a registry of 5,000 volunteer research subjects 18 years and older who were queried. The team also distributed informational flyers and posted a call for participants on Facebook. 2,325 responded, with more than half completing this survey, which closed July 2018.
The goal of this study is to look at what people think about how medical cannabis may affect them and whether they have interest of using cannabis for medical purposes.
The average age of respondents is 45. 67% are female. A majority, 80%, are white. Most are college-educated or vocationally trained, and many reside in central Arkansas. 80% reported using marijuana previously, with current users calculated at 35%. Subjects were not asked if they used it recreationally.
We wanted to see what people in Arkansas think about medical cannabis law and regulations, and we want to explore whether medical cannabis have benefited people who use it.
When the survey was launched, however, medical cannabis was not yet available in Arkansas.
We did not ask the question where they get cannabis, but the legal products were not available at that time, so we assumed that they obtained from black market.
Payakashad says most reported using medical cannabis to treat three main conditions.
Mostly pain-related, like chronic pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia. And so we have a good proportion of participants that may be used for post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD.
Participants with self-reported PTSD who used cannabis said they had significantly fewer sleep problems and greater well-being. Those using it for chronic pain said it was not a panacea but did improve mental health. Researchers also asked about motivation behind the use or lack of use of medical cannabis and the factors that may influence a person's opinion of it.
We use what we call validated questionnaire, meaning that the results are more reliable than just public opinion. So we saw a lot of people use it for their health. They believe that it will have helped them with their health problem.
Rather than for recreational use, only half of those surveyed in 2018 expected to apply for a medical marijuana registration card. Those who said they would not said it was because marijuana remains federally outlawed, could impede their employment or bar legal gun ownership. The implication is that a negative perception of cannabis may be a barrier for those who might benefit from medical cannabis. According to the research team, the survey also asked respondents if they support the presence of pharmacy consultants in medical marijuana dispensaries. A majority said no.
Yes, I am actually a faculty of College of Pharmacy. So we train foundry students, train future pharmacists, and not many states in the U.S. that require pharmacists to act as a consultant in dispensaries. We believe that a pharmacist's role can contribute to patient safety and also providing consultation in terms of drug-cannabis interaction. So improve the safety use of cannabis and also other medications that patients currently use.
The UAMS Medical Cannabis Study Team, who have presented their findings at national and international conferences, are preparing to publish later this year. And in September, the team distributed a second survey, following up with 500 or 30% of previous participants. That survey will close in 2 weeks.
So we wanted to see whether it changed in terms of perception toward medical cannabis and also the perception toward the regulation and also the health impact of medical cannabis among medical cannabis users.
Follow-up surveys will continue through 2023. The results of the study will help to identify the impact of the medical cannabis program in Arkansas, as well as any benefits or harms. Of the 33 states which have legalized medical marijuana, none have conducted surveys prior to it becoming legally available that document public attitudes about marijuana as a medical treatment. The study is supported by the UAMS Translational Research Institute, as well as the National Institutes of Health grant funding via the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences. Translational science is an effort to build on basic scientific research to create new therapies, medical procedures, and diagnostics. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.